Madam Chair, Madam Executive Secretary, Honorable Minister, distinguished delegates, Ukraine deeply appreciates this opportunity to address the conference of the parties during these challenging times. Over the past decade, and especially the last 1,008 days, Russia's unprovoked aggression against Ukraine, carried out in blatant violation of international law, including this convention, has caused unprecedented environmental damage. Densely populated residential areas in highly industrialized regions of Ukraine have been relentlessly attacked, showing Russia's disregard for both international law and basic morality. Russia has deliberately targeted industrial facilities and critical infrastructure, dams and energy facilities. Missile strikes on oil depots have released petroleum products into rivers, with toxic substances exceeding safe limits by nearly 100 times. Attacks on thermal power plants and industrial sites have released hazardous chemicals, heightening the risk of cross-border industrial disasters. Last week, for the first time since the beginning of its full-scale invasion, Russia struck with a new nuclear-capable ballistic missile the industrial and critical facility in the city of Dnipro. Natural areas, including forests and protected zones, have become battlegrounds with constant shelling, with fires threatening industrial and environmentally sensitive sites. To date, over 6,500 cases of environmental harm have been recorded, with 65 billion in damages and 14 cases of ecocide under investigation. This convention emphasizes the prevention of industrial accidents and mitigation of transboundary effects. Yet Russia's action contradicts to these principles, with long-term global consequences that demand accountability and urgent restoration in line with the President Zelensky peace formula. In light of this, Ukraine, dedicated to the principle of this convention, reiterates our demand that Russia cease its use of force against Ukraine and immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraws all military forces from our territory within internationally recognized borders. We request this statement be reflected in the meeting report. I thank you, Madam Chair.